sink and zest. Please enjoy.
Sink and Desist, episode 200. You know, it is a cause to celebrate. You know, it's no small feat. This is no small accomplishment. 200 episodes, nearly 4 years, 200 episodes over 200 weeks consecutively. No days off, no breaks, no weeks off, no hiatuses. Just 200 episodes consistently every Tuesday. So, like I said, this is no small accomplishment. This is no small feat. But it is twofold, you know, because while this is, you know, the 200th episode of this podcast of Sink and Desist, unfortunately, this is also the final episode, you know, the series finale of Sink and Desist at the same time. And, you know, it's not, you know, a bad thing. You know, it's not like a sad thing. You know, this is, like I said, this is a means to celebrate. You know, like you hear in the behind the scenes or, you know, in reunions or whatever it is with a show that comes to an end, you know, you always hear like that last episode, you know, that last season, that, you know, last lead up, that last build up to the finale was always, you know, us putting our head down and really focusing on, you know, the task at hand and really putting our nose to the grindstone and wanting to finish strong with, you know, the thing that's been, you know, a part of our routine, you know. And then you always hear like that last episode, you know, they power through it. But then it's like this huge release, like of emotions where I kind of feel that way. We're like, I don't feel like, you know, the release of emotions, but I feel like a sense of freedom. Like I did that, like we did that, you know, like 200 weeks. And not only is it that it's been done 200 times, but that it's reached people, you know, at least 200 times. You know, this podcast has reached thousands. You know, this podcast has been streamed thousands, you know, of times, you know, and I kind of say that lightly, like it is, you know, a lot. You know, this podcast has reached a lot of people. And so many of you have reached out to not only myself, but so many of you have reached out to us, you know, saying how much this podcast has done for you. And you know how this podcast, so many of you have told us that this podcast has helped you get through a difficult situation or a difficult time. And, you know, I say all the time, but thank you, you know, because yeah, I could have, you know, done this podcast. We could have done this podcast and, you know, reached no one, but it reached someone and it had an impact. Like I said, you know, a few weeks ago, like everything that I do, I try to leave an impact and leave a mark, you know, and to hear that this podcast has done that, you know, that I'm eternally grateful, you know, to everyone, you know, but like I said, with the, you know, the final season, I do feel, you know, the lead up, the build up, you know, and this podcast leading up to the end has faced, you know, so many changes, you know, so leading up to this final episode, you know, I did, you know, have my head down and tunnel vision and, you know, just really focus on, you know, the task at hand. And that's bringing this podcast, you know, landing this plane, bringing it to, you know, a positive and impactful, you know, ending. You know, give this podcast the ending that, you know, it deserves, not only for myself, but for you all. You know, but leading up to this final episode, I wanted to end it the right way. I wanted to, you know, have the right people on. You know, I wanted to bring in new faces and old faces. But when it comes to this final episode, I wanted to end it the right way. And few people know what that means, you know, behind the scenes. Only a few people know what that actually means. But God knows, and those few people know that I try to end this thing the right way. But sometimes things are just out of your control. And like I say all the time, like I've said, you know, throughout the time of this podcast, that everything happens for a reason. It may not happen the way you want it to, but it happens the way that it needs to. You know, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, people are going to draw their own conclusions or they're going to, you know, try to connect the dots or whatever, but, you know, I'm just going to leave that open-ended and open for interpretation, because it's not, you know, for everyone to know the behind the scenes. Not everyone needs to know what goes on behind the curtains. But coming to this final episode, you know, I didn't know what, you know, the final episode was going to actually be. Is it going to be, you know, just a trip down memory lane? You know, so many, and I'm sure I will, you know, reminisce, but so many finales, so many shows, you know, that do get to see their series finale. They end on a recap, and it's tried and true. Like My Wife and Kids did it. I believe, if I'm remembering right, Martin and Fresh Prince did a version of that, you know, just kicking it back, you know, taking it back to, you know, certain memories, you know, throughout the course of the thing. But the thing that's just been on my mind, you know, leading up to, you know, episode 200 of this podcast, the finale, has been finishing strong. And, you know, there have been so many times, like, just throughout the course of this podcast where I just kind of just wanted to be done with it or put it behind me. But like I say all the time, when you have a platform, you have a responsibility. And I have a responsibility to everyone that presses play on this podcast, or everyone that comes back to this podcast every Tuesday. So for all the times I wanted to, you know, throw in the towel, like, I just had to remind myself, you can't quit before the finish line. Like, imagine seeing, you know, that checkered flag at the end and just giving up before crossing it. Like, you can't do that. You have to finish strong. And that's what I've tried to do with these last episodes of this podcast, is finish strong, where, like, you can't phone it in. You can't, you know, just hit record and whatever comes out, and maybe it's a throwaway or maybe it's a masterpiece, but you have to have intention. You have to have purpose. Like I said, you have to make an impact. Every time that I hit record on this podcast, every time that I pick up my camera or anything that I do it with purpose, and I do it with, you know, meaning. You know, I try to put meaning behind it. You know, and I talked about that a few weeks ago in the Make an Impact episode. But that's just something that I believe in. That's just something that I've lived by. That's just something that I've stood on, you know, my entire life. You know, like I said, there have been so many jobs that I've hated, that I just wanted to quit, that I just wanted to walk out. But I've always, you know, finished strong. You know, I've done the right thing, and I've you know, given a notice, you know, and I saw it through until the very end, whether I liked it or not. There, like I said, there are so many jobs that I've had that I've hated, and, like, I might have liked the people there, but the job itself, I hate it. I can't stand it. And so many times I've been frustrated and want to walk out, but that's a reflection of myself. If I just give up now, if I don't do the right thing and do the noble thing and end it in a way that doesn't reflect yourself as being, you know, a bad person, someone with a bad character, with a bad attitude, you know, because that's not who I am. I'm someone with good character and a positive outlook. And, you know, and whether I like the thing or not, whether I feel like doing it or not, whether I feel like throwing in the towel or crossing that finish line, I hold myself at a higher standard. And I'm not cut the way everyone else is cut. You know, I come from a different cloth, you know, and not everyone is going to understand that. And that's fine. But I know who I am, and I know what I stand for, and I know what I believe in. And if I don't reflect those morals, then maybe I don't believe in them. Maybe I believe in them in theory, but not in practice. And like I say all the time, you have to practice what you preach. You know, I remember, you know, so many times, like, I've in job interviews, I'm sure you've been asked this before, outside of the money, what motivates you to do a great job? And like I've said countless times in this podcast, that my name carries weight, that I hold myself at a higher standard than everyone else does. So that is why I go hard. That is why, you know, I poured so much of myself into these final episodes, because I don't call it the road to, you know, for nothing, you know, because it's a journey. Every road is a journey. It takes you somewhere. Maybe it doesn't take you to the place where you thought, but it takes you to where you need to be. if that makes any sense. You know, like I said, everything happens for a reason. And it might not be the outcome that you want it to be, but it might be, you know, the outcome that it needs to be. You know, there have been so many, you know, fallouts. And, you know, like fallouts has just been like one of those things that like has been going around. Like the word fallout, you know, it's been in, you know, Drake's brought it up. Other podcasts that I've listened to have brought it up. Just so many things like in this podcast has come up. Like a few weeks ago when I had Devin on, we talked about fallouts for a little bit and how I said that they are necessary, that they're learning experiences. Maybe it's something that I did or something that I said, or maybe it's something that the other person did or said or didn't do. You know, like there, you can always, like we look at fallout so much, but like I said, bring it back to everything happens for a reason. Fallouts happen for a reason. You know, it's a road, it's a journey. You know, fallouts can teach you so many things about yourself or other people. And you may not get the closure that you've wanted or, you know, fantasized about getting, but you get the closure that you needed. You know, maybe it reveals things about yourself, or maybe it's revealed things about other people. You know, so everything happens for a reason. It might not be the outcome that you wanted it to be, but everything happens for a reason. And that outcome is going to be what is necessary. But like I said, speaking of closure, I wanted to give this podcast the closure that it needed. So that's why, you know, like I said, I put my head down and I tunnel vision and I focused on, like I said, the task at hand. And the thing that I've always wanted to do with this podcast is, yes, it was to entertain, where now it's just been to motivate and inspire and give perspective. And, you know, like we've said so many times throughout the course of this podcast, within the podcast and outside of the podcast, is that this podcast has been a catharsis and it's been like therapy. You know, like this podcast has grown, and I can only speak for myself, but this podcast has just grown within, you know, myself. Like I've seen so much growth. Like I'm not the same person that I was 4 years ago when I hit record for the first time and said, "Welcome to Sync and Assist, episode 1. You know, I'm not the same person, you know, from 2018 that I am now recording the final episode of this podcast, you know, 200 weeks later. And no one should be. And like, unfortunately, there are people that are the exact same that have just become stuck. And like we've talked about it in the past before, but like when, like how people become stuck in, you know, that age or, you know, that era that they faced a certain trauma or struggle or whatever. You know, but this podcast has, you know, given, you know, myself the permission, or whoever has listened to this podcast, you know, the permission to move on and grow, and has given perspective and has helped myself and hopefully others to look at things, you know, from every angle. You know, like not everyone's going to be right. You know, like you and your feelings, you know, like when you're, you know, when you're in your bag or like when you're in your feelings or whatever, like you think a certain way when you should look at every angle, because maybe you're wrong or maybe you're right, but maybe the other person has, you know, like you just have to play devil's advocate, and being able to see where other people are coming from is a sign of growth, you know, because like I said, you're not always going to be right. Sometimes you get it wrong. And sometimes you have to check yourself, you know, and that's one of the things that this podcast has, you know, taught me. And like, it's always been there, but this podcast has really like exercised it. Like we say all the time, and I'm going to say, we say all the time, like this podcast has been, you know, a means to exercise our demons. This podcast, like I said, I did it again. There's the drinking game of this episode. How do you take a shot every time I say, like we say all the time, but like I said, I can only speak for myself, but like this podcast has been a means for me to exercise my demons and work through situations. And like so many of you have told us that this podcast has done the exact same for you. But throughout the course of this podcast, so many of you feel like even have left reviews saying how you feel like you're just one of us, and like you feel like you can relate to us so much. But that's the thing, like we're just people. Like I'm just recording a podcast. You know, I'm just putting my thoughts out there. I'm just putting my perspective out there. I'm just putting my outlooks out there. And so many of you feel the exact same way, or maybe it's, you know, enlightened you and maybe you look at it a different way, but that's what it's about. You know, we're just here to have a conversation. And going back a little bit, like, this podcast has been something that I've, like, just a vehicle that I've wanted to motivate and inspire and help people to see things differently. And it's helped me to see things differently as well. But like I said earlier, this podcast started out as a means to entertain. You know, like, the first, you know, 10 episodes of this podcast were very entertaining, you know, but the meat of it, you know, the crux of this podcast really came after that. And, you know, this shift happened very early on, and, you know, it stayed that way because that's what actually matters. You know, the things that have been talked about throughout the course of this podcast are what actually matter. You know, growth is actually important. And yeah, sometimes you need a breather in between. And that's why, like, every once in a while, there will be, you know, a lighter episode, you know, but, or, well, not will be, but there was, but sometimes you do need a breather. And then, you know, we get right back into the thick of it, you know, talking about the things that actually matter. That's what I talked about in episode 174. And don't ask me how I know that, that it was episode 174, but providing value, that was the name of the episode, where I just talked about providing value and talking about, you know, the shit that actually matters. And that's, you know, just kind of like what I've wanted to do with that, with this podcast, and finishing it that exact same way, like I talk about all of the time, not only in this podcast, but on Twitter or Instagram. Well, I'm not really on Instagram, but just outside of this podcast and in This Is Nonsense, is how you start is how you finish. And like I said, it took a little bit. You know, it took about 10 weeks for this podcast to really hit its stride, but I'm going to finish it that way. You know, I'm going to see it all the way through, and I'm going to finish strong. I'm going to leave an impact, because that's what's going to be remembered. Not, oh man, that podcast was funny, but that podcast was raw. That podcast was real. That podcast really read my mail and, like, changed the way I look at things now, or, like, changed, like, helped me to start to change some of my behaviors. You know, like, that's what's going to matter in the end, you know, change. Like I've said, like, there's so much nothingness out there, and sometimes you need those guilty pleasures, but the changes are what's going to be remembered. You know, like, the growth is what's going to be remembered, because it's going to change, and that change in you is going to inspire other people and more change and growth. You know, like, it's like when you run into someone, and, you know, an old friend, you only have one of two ways to look at that person. Either they're the exact same as they were, you know, they're in the exact same place they were when you left them, or that person really changed and that person has grown, you know. So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what matters. And, you know, and, like, this is the weirdest comparison, but, like, it's the truth. Like, people more so remember Martin Luther King Jr. than Gallagher. You know, like, people reference Gallagher all the time, like smashing the watermelons or whatever, like his slapstick kind of comedy. But at the end of the day, we remember Martin Luther King far more. Like, we reference him in our everyday lives. Like, he, you know, like, wow, thing I say all the time, things haven't really changed since the civil rights era, but we reference him every single day. Some people weaponize his words and twist them in a way, but a lot of us are living in, you know, the light that he shed. You know, a lot of us are walking in that path. A lot of us are taking heed to what he said all of those years ago. You know, like, impact lasts. You know, like Tupac said, I'm not going to change the world, but I guarantee that I will spark the brain that will change the world. You know, and when it's all said and done, which this episode is that, it's all said and done. But I hope that I could have, you know, played a part, you know, maybe been a tiny spark, you know, to motivate and inspire something within you. Anyone that's listening to this podcast, or anyone that has ever listened to this podcast and maybe stopped listening to the podcast, or anyone that has picked up this podcast, maybe late into the game, but this podcast will always be here. You know, it'll always be there for you to go back to. You know, like, that's the thing about this podcast, which maybe is a little inside baseball or whatever. Like, maybe it's revealing, you know, but like I said, I've always been transparent on this podcast. But this podcast does fine the week an episode goes out. But people always go back and maybe they're playing catch up, or maybe they find the podcast later. But the episodes are always far more, you know, they have far more views and hits and downloads later than when the episode comes out. You know, so it's not an in the moment thing. It's like a book. It'll always be there. You don't have to read it right now, but you read it when you need it the most. You know, so that's what this podcast has always been. You know, so I'm not discouraged or like pumped when I see that this podcast has reached this many people this week or this day, this Tuesday that the episode comes out. You know, I'm always more inspired and thrilled when I go back and I see this episode that had, you know, X amount of views the first week now has hundreds of listens. You know, it's like the same thing. Like when you listen to a song, you might hear the song when it's new and when it comes out, and it might not really mean anything to you in the moment. But when there's distance, when there's time between when you first heard it and when you listen back to it, and it hits you in a different way because you had to grow. You had to get to that point where that song now actually means something to you. So that is what I mean when I say make something that means something, because it might not mean something now, but the time will come where that thing means everything. And I would much rather someone pick up on something that I dropped off a long time ago and gain something, you know, actual value from it, than, oh man, that was funny. Or, you know, like, oh, that's an opinion, you know, or whatever, you know. So that's why I just stopped. And you might have noticed it like throughout the course of this podcast, where this podcast has had more meaning, you know, and has provided more value than it has given opinions on, you know, the story of the week. Because in the grand scheme of things, that's not really going to matter. You know, a few weeks from now, we're not going to care about, unless, like, lately, y'all have been dragging a lot of things out, you know. So, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to matter. And a few weeks from now, no one's going to remember it. But, you know, this podcast has, like I've said countless times, you know, this podcast has been very therapeutic and a catharsis for me. And like I said, I will only speak for myself, but this podcast has been very therapeutic for me. And, you know, it's been one of those things, like, it's kind of like, so behind the scenes, when I told someone that I'm ending the podcast at 200, this is before episode 192, when I announced that I would be ending the podcast at 200. But I said, out of 200 episodes, if I have not said it already, then I'll never say it. You know, I've had 200 opportunities to say whatever it is. And, you know, like, I feel like I can leave this podcast, which is why I said I feel more free than a relief of, you know, a release of emotions or, you know, whatever. You know, like, I feel more free because I know that I've given all, you know, into this podcast, you know, that I've finished strong, you know, that I hopefully have made an impact. And if it's one person or 1,000 people or however many people, that I've at least made an impact, or I've at least made a difference somewhere, you know, so I can leave this podcast with my head high, you know, my chest out, knowing that I finished strong, you know, that in all the times that I want to quit and I want to give up, that I didn't quit before crossing the finish line, you know, because imagine the regret that you would feel if you quit seeing, you know, the checkered flag and your chest never crossed that, you know, like, I can see it, I can touch it, I can grab it. It's tangible. It's within an arm's reach, but I quit before, you know, I cross that line. But like I said, I hold myself at a higher standard. So I keep pushing, you know, I keep going. And times that I feel like giving up, I don't. You know, going back to, you know, Boys in the Hood, I quit is not in a man's vocabulary, which is why I don't quit. You know, I've never had the spirit of a man that says I quit, which was, you know, a lyric that I had in a song years ago. Like I said before, everything that I'm talking about today in this podcast are morals and principles that I have always stood by and believed in, you know, decades ago, because that's my character. That's who I am. So I'm going to hold myself at a higher standard. And it's not to say that I'm better than anyone or anyone's better than me, but it's to say that that's my perspective. That's my outlook. That's what I believe in. That's what I live by. And I stand on that. And through it all, you know, the ups, the downs, you know, the good times, the bad times, I'm going to finish strong, you know, and I encourage everyone to finish strong. And people, you know, like when you're running the race, you know, we'll stick with that analogy. When you're running the race, some people are going to fall off, but they weren't built for it. Some people are going to, you know, make it further than others. And then maybe they start to slow up, or maybe they start to speed up, or whatever it is, but you can't quit. Like, you can cry, but you cannot quit, and you have to finish strong. And that's the thing that's been on my mind, you know, leading up to episode 200 of this podcast, is finishing strong. So like I said, I'm not leaving this podcast like with a release of emotions, like tears in my eyes. And like, no, it's like, I did that shit. You know, I put my all into it, and I can leave empty. I can leave this podcast, this experience, knowing that I gave my all, and that's what it's about. I've left every single job that I've ever had. I've left everything that I've ever left, knowing that I did that shit. Whether I wanted to quit, throw in the towel, or whatever, I did that, and I put my all into it. You know, but like, I've learned so much, you know, about myself, but just about life, you know, throughout the course of this podcast, you know, and obviously I didn't start this podcast on my own, you know, but I've learned so much about myself from myself. I've learned so much about myself from Brad as well, you know, but there have been so many, you know, learning lessons throughout the course of this podcast, you know, like we've hinted at it before, but like this podcast has been like ups and downs, you know, like it's been hard times, it's been good times, you know, but like it's just, like I said, just been a learning experience. Like it's been one of those things that just a motivator, you know, like it just pushes you. Like I remember in like 2018, I believe it was 2018, June of 2018, but I had to go out of town for a funeral. And when I was going to be back, Brad was going to be on tour with a band that he wasn't in, but he was filling in for guitar. And I believe it was that same time. But either way, like Brad was going to be out of town. And so we weren't going to see each other, you know, for about a month. And we recorded 4 episodes of this podcast in one day. And like my lips were chapped as hell. Like I was dehydrated. I was drinking water, but I was still dehydrated because you're just talking for your, you know, like 4 hours plus the in-between time, you know, plus the time before and the time after, you know, recording, you know, the first and last episode, and obviously the time in between and the actual episodes itself. Like you're talking and you're, you know, pushing yourself, you're challenging yourself to do something that you're not used to. Like you're not built, you know, to talk, especially as an introvert, you're not built to talk, you know, for hours on end, you know, and that pushed ourselves. And like at times I was strong and he was weak, and he was weak and I was strong. And we just pushed ourselves to do this thing, you know, and a lot of people don't know that, but like, that is like one of the most excruciating parts of like this podcast, you know, throughout the 4 years of this podcast, has been recording 4 episodes in one day. And that was back when we had the office, you know, but that was like the only time we've done that. 4 episodes. We've done like 3 episodes before. And obviously, like I've said before, like this is kind of like giving, you know, a look behind the curtains. But it was always like kind of like an off and on thing. Like we would record 2 episodes every other week, And that if you go back and you like really look at it, the first episode might have been like, you know, about a current event, like giving our take, our perspective, our opinion, something that we've learned from the, you know, this current event, like it's just talking about, you know, a current event. And then the next episode is more a general topic, you know, because that episode, that first episode is going to come out that Tuesday. The next episode, we can't read the future, you know, but it's more of a general topic where you're, you know, digging a little deeper, like you're digging into, you know, yourself a little more, like you're giving a perspective that maybe can change someone's outlook or whatever. You know, it was just more of a general topic. You know, we would, in that second episode, more so dig, you know, a little deeper, you know, than that first episode, where it sometimes would be a little more entertaining. But for the most part, we both just felt that we would better serve ourselves and others by, you know, like I say all the time, making an impact, you know, talking about something that actually matters, you know. But that was an off and on again thing. And, but maybe once or twice we did record like three episodes in one day because of essentially the same thing. Like we'd be out of town or like we'd miss each other or whatever. Not like that. Like we would, I'm out of town, I'm coming back, and now he's out of town. We still got to put out these episodes, you know? So, and you know, like I said, like there have been good times and there have been bad times. And I just more so want to focus on the positive times because, yeah, sometimes, you know, the negative things, like just in life period, the negative can motivate you. And that's one of the things that like I've come to realize like about myself. Like I've said all the time, I have a chip on my shoulder and it's not going anywhere. Like I'm the underdog. That's just my perspective. That's just how it's been my entire life. I've always been the underdog. You know, it's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog. And I've just always been the underdog. So I've always seen myself as the underdog and I've always fought, you know, with the chip on my shoulder. And while it does motivate me and push me, sometimes that's not a good thing, you know. And like that's one thing that I've like come to notice or realize and learn, you know, throughout the course of doing this podcast is sometimes, you know, being motivated by a negative, you know, a negative situation or perspective or whatever, it's a great motivator. You know, like I say all the time, there's no better motivation, there's no greater motivation than a bad job. You know, being stuck in something that you just, it just motivates you to get out of it. But it's not always good. You know, like in all the movies, you know, or comics or games or whatever, you know, the protagonist sometimes, like they have a story arc where they're driven by revenge. And it's always a negative outcome, you know? So that's just been one of those things I've just been like trying to work on, be like, that chip ain't going nowhere, but you gotta, you know, be motivated by other things. And, you know, just, you know, like revenge is always like a great, you know, motivator. Like who doesn't want to get back at their, you know, elementary school teacher that said, you're never going to be anything. And then, you know, like Biggie, like in Notorious, like, the teacher told Biggie, like, you're never going to be a rapper or like you're never going to be anything but, you know, a garbage man. And then he did the math and said, well, I'll make more than you as a garbage man, you know, or I'll make more than you as a rapper, you know. But sometimes you do need to be motivated by other things than, you know, the chip on your shoulder or whatever the case may be. So that's why it's good to always, you know, look at, you know, the positive. You know, but like when you make something that means something, it's remembered more. But like when you have a negative, you know, motivator, you remember that, you know. But like I say all the time, you know, maybe I haven't done an episode on the podcast about it, but you don't need to focus or worry about the people that don't support you. Be grateful for the ones that do. And that's one of the things I've really, you know, like in this season that I'm in right now has, it's really been on my mind, you know, being grateful for the ones that are around. And, you know, the people that were around aren't around, you know, a lot of them aren't, but I'm grateful for the ones that are, the ones that have stuck around, you know. So when you use the, you know, the positive to motivate you rather than the negative, it kind of hits different. Like, I hate to say it, but like it kind of hits different, you know, because when you're motivated by, you know, the negative, you know, like I said, the chip on your shoulder, when you do have that success, it's really just like throw it in someone's face. You know, it's not for you or the people around you. But when you focus on the things that you are grateful for and use that as a motivating factor, then you do actually get to appreciate the successes. You know, it's like, we did it, you know, rather than like, yeah, yeah, we did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, perspective and outlook is always going to be, you know, like a defining factor. You know, it's always going to be one of those things that motivates you, you know. But, you know, like with 200 episodes, I wish I could say like what my favorite episode was, like of all time of this podcast. But I'll be honest, you know, the stand for something and the company you keep episodes are like two of my favorite episodes of this podcast, especially the company you keep, because, and I know they're recent episodes, but they're what I've been talking about, you know, for even when I was in high school or like after high school, you know, like when I was still making music, that's what I was talking about, you know, like having the right people around you. Like, you'll only go as far as the company you keep around. Like, that's something that I've just always preached. You know, that's something that I've always spoken on, is having the right people around you, the company that you keep. Like, you'll only go as far as them. Like, you are an average of the five people that you spend the most time with. And, you know, you can't go the furthest distance by yourself. You know, you have to have people. You know, it does take a village. You know, but y'all let me know what your favorite episode of this podcast is. What's the episode that's really left an impact, or like has really spoken to you, or like what was the most entertaining episode? Like, y'all let me know, you know, because I can only speak for myself, you know. But hopefully you did take something away from this podcast, and maybe not this episode, or maybe you did, and it's like, you know, a last ditch effort, and like that last like drop of motivation out of sync and assist. But hopefully you took something away from this podcast as a whole, you know, and large, you know, because I've always tried to look at the bigger picture. And I know there have been moments in this podcast that aren't maybe as strong as others, but I feel like this podcast has been very strong and solid throughout, and has been very consistent throughout all of the changes. This podcast has been very solid through all the changes, ups and downs, you know, consistencies, inconsistencies. But one thing for sure, this podcast has come out every Tuesday consistently for nearly 4 years, you know. And I honestly didn't, like, when you do a thing, when you start a thing, like, obviously you want it to be successful and last forever, but like, not everything lasts forever. Some things do, but not everything is meant to last forever. You know, like your favorite show is not going to last forever. The MCU might last forever, but like, not everything's meant to last forever. But we've always joked around saying like, we coming for you, Joe Rogan. But like, I feel like we both knew like that was never going to happen, because he has well over 1,000 episodes, you know, and we just hit 200 with this podcast and it's ending. So like, that's impossible. But to see this podcast reach 200 episodes is no small accomplishment. It wouldn't have been possible without all of you, you know, pouring, like we're pouring into you, but like, and ourselves, but you have poured into us at the exact same time, you know. So like I say all the time, I'm grateful for everyone that presses play on this podcast, you know, whether I've had a falling out with you or not. And there have been even guests on this podcast that I've had falling outs with. But I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about the ones that I'm actually grateful for, you know. But like, yeah, like it wouldn't have been possible without all of you listening to this podcast every week, or listening to this podcast when you need to listen to this podcast, or when you, you know, out of support, do listen to the podcast. You know, I know there have been people that have caught on to this show late into the game, but I'm still appreciative, you know, for that. And hopefully, you know, you do go back and you do listen, and you're like, damn, I wish I would have jumped on earlier. Like, I knew, like, they had a podcast, but like, I wish I would have picked up earlier, you know. But like I said, it will always be there. You know, this is probably the only podcast that I will actually leave up. You know, most podcasts, like Politically Inappropriate, I don't think is on, or the 2016 This Is Nonsense. I don't think either of those podcasts are up. I think I took those down from at least Apple Music. I mean, Apple Podcasts. But this is just one of those books that you can go back to and read, you know, or this is one of those songs that you can go back to and still find something from that you can relate to. You know, like sometimes like this podcast, you know, not to be meta or pat myself on, or ourselves on the back, is like this podcast is one of those gifts that keeps on giving. You know, like I've gone back and listened to, you know, skimmed through some of the episodes and have forgotten things. And I have an incredible memory. Like that's one of the things like I'm sure has surprised a lot of podcast listeners throughout the course of this podcast, is like, damn, he remembered that the name of the episode, when he said it, what the number of the episode was, and all of that. But, you know, like there have been things I don't remember even saying in this podcast. Like it's one of those things when you have even talked about this recently, when you give yourself to something, you black out. The art starts to speak for itself. You know, like going back to the age old analogy, which is also still the wrong analogy because it's not the thinking man. But I think it was a statue of David, I think. But chipping away at what is not the thinking man and letting the thinking man become the thinking man and not trying to make it be that. Just letting the art be what the art is. You know, because art is alive and art does speak. Art does breathe. And I feel like this podcast has been a work of art. And I had to pat myself on the back. You know, because like I said, I did not do this by myself. You know, this podcast would not have gone 200 episodes if it weren't for the listeners. But, you know, through it all, you know, the ups and downs, this podcast would have not made it to 200 episodes if it were not for Brad. You know, like, yes, I've done so many, you know, solo episodes of this podcast even before Brad left the podcast. But this podcast, I would not have done 200 episodes of this podcast if it were not for, you know, him. You know, but I do have to, you know, give him his just doing, you know, give him his props, you know, and his credit. You know, he has been here through the majority of it, you know, but I feel like we've done a lot of good with this podcast. I feel like I said, I can leave this podcast empty knowing I gave my all into this podcast, into every episode. Maybe not every episode I've been firing on all cylinders or have been at the, you know, peak, you know, mental capacity, you know, for every single episode, but I feel like I've put my blood, sweat, and tears into this podcast. You know, I feel like I've given my all, you know, and I feel like I can leave this podcast with, like, you know, a weight off of my shoulders, you know, and I can leave this podcast feeling free. Like I said, I did that shit, you know, but hopefully you all feel the same, and hopefully you all can celebrate with us, you know, knowing that like this podcast has accomplished a lot within the 200 weeks that this podcast has been around. And hopefully the impact lasts a lot longer than 200 weeks. Hopefully the impact surpasses, you know, the life of the podcast. And that is what art should do. Everything that you do should surpass. That's what a legacy is. And, you know, I feel like the legacy of Sync and Assist is strong. And I feel like Sync and Assist has finished strong. And I feel confident in knowing that I've finished strong. You know, but as I do wrap up this podcast, I do want to, you know, thank you again. Thank you to everyone that has listened to this podcast. Everyone that has been on this podcast, except for those few that, you know, like I said, I had fallen out with. But thank you to all, you know, all the guests that have been on this podcast. But thank you all for the continued support, you know, because this podcast could have just started out strong and, you know, like had dwindled out and, you know, like halfway through and then, or like just in a good chunk of the beginning and just started to die out. But like this podcast has like been successful for 200 weeks, you know. And it, like I said, people go back and listen to the episodes, especially the conspiracy theory episodes. Like, for whatever reason, conspiracy theory episodes have like hundreds of views, you know. And like, no, this podcast isn't like the biggest or most viewed podcast ever, but I am happy with what this podcast has done and the people that this podcast has reached. Because like I said, it's thousands. It might not be thousands every episode, but it is thousands of people that have listened to this podcast. And, you know, like I said, I would not have done this without you, those of you listening to this podcast, the people that have given their time, you know, like even if it's just one episode, like, let me check out this podcast. Maybe it's not for me, but some of you have given this podcast a shot and it's then become a part of your weekly routine in the same way as been a part of mine. You know, like putting together this podcast has not been like easy. You know, like the job isn't done when it's recorded. You know, I have to edit the episodes. I have to, you know, make us look good. Like, can't be stuttering the entire episode. Can't have, you know, dead space. Like, oh, I lost my train of thought. Or like, there's certain things you gotta take out, you know, as well as uploading and writing, you know, the copy every week, you know, like not like being lazy with the, you know, the description with the show notes or whatever, but like actually giving a solid breakdown or summary of what the episode is about and like give people enough reason to listen to the episode, you know. So like it's a lot, as well as promoting the podcast. And like, I'll be honest, I only have Instagram on my phone to promote this podcast, you know, in my Instagram stories or like Facebook, which I've deleted Facebook from my phone, and like Instagram's next, you know, like, but speaking of next, like what's next, you know, like I've talked about, you know, potentially repurposing this RSS feed, you know, this podcast feed for something else. But I'll be honest, I think I've done it. You know, like I said, if I haven't done it in 200 episodes, then I'm probably never going to do it. I'm probably never going to say it, you know, because I've had 200 opportunities, you know. But this very well may be the end of, you know, me podcasting, which I say that, but since recording the podcast with Kevin a couple weeks ago, by the time you're hearing this, we've talked about starting that paranormal podcast a few times. And, you know, that is kind of looking promising. But, you know, as far as sync and desist is over. And, you know, like the podcast that I was alluding to was still a sync, you know, just not sync and desist. It was going to be a name change, and as well as, you know, the theme music and the cover change of the podcast that all happened at episode 192, which was always, you know, like my plan. I've always wanted to change the theme music of the podcast, and we've had conversations of that after like episode 100, and then 100 episodes went by and it like never changed. And as well as the cover, because this podcast artwork has always changed. And it just stayed, you know, the way it was for 2 years. But, you know, sync and desist, as you know it, is ending here. You know, I feel like I've, like, learned my lesson with reviving podcasts, you know. But with this is nonsense. But as far as me, you know, I've always been someone that's moved in silence. You know, I'd rather show you rather than tell you what's next. You know, I'd rather the thing actually come out than show you behind the scenes leading up to the thing coming out. You know, when it's done and it's out, then I'll promote it. I'm not promoting anything, you know, leading up to the thing, you know. So I've just always moved in silence. And there are people like I said, there are people that I've had falling outs with that I know definitely are like the first people that check, you know, my Instagram stories, you know, to watch what I'm doing, watch my moves. And, you know, I just move in silence. I move in the background. You know, that's just always how I've been. And I may have been a little more generous and showed, you know, more behind the scenes in the past, but I put an end to that, you know, as well. You know, like I'm just moving in silence. I'm moving in the shadows. You know, I'm Batman. I'm moving in the shadows, you know. But all I can say is, you know, just follow me on social media. Well, definitely Twitter, you know, but follow me on social media because that's where you'll get the updates, you know, as it's happening, not in advance, you know, because I don't need folk all in my business. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm really getting at. I don't like people in my business, but people always only ever see the work and they always appreciate the work. They don't appreciate, you know, the work that was put into the work itself. You know, they always enjoy the work, but they don't appreciate the work ethic behind the work, you know? So that is why, you know, I just move in silence. And that's why I'm going to continue to move in the shadows, you know, but you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at RobertDXN. And, you know, before I get out of here, I do want to say again, thank you all for the continued support, because this would not be possible without you. You know, I would not have continued this podcast without you. So again, thank you for the continued support, but I will catch you. Take it easy.